The culture war. What is the real cause?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is opening a large creation museum on Memorial Day weekend. Ken, we know there's a war between Christianity and secular humanism in our American culture. In fact, we call it the culture war here. What's the real cause of this battle?
Well, Mark, first of all, the ultimate cause of the culture war is sin. Now, when Adam rebelled against God and thus brought sin into the world and to all of his descendants, he was really rejecting the word of God as the authority. This makes fallible man the ultimate authority. And you know, the culture war really started in Genesis chapter 3 when Adam and Eve succumbed to the devil's lie and ate the fruit in rebellion against the clear instruction given by our Creator. Ever since this time, there's been a battle between those who recognize that God is the ultimate authority and those who want man's opinions to be the final authority. Now, it may surprise many people to hear me say that the creation evolution controversy and the age of the earth issues are actually foundational causes of the culture war. But this is because the teaching of evolution and its millions of years has caused many people to reject the Bible as the absolute authority. And instead, they believe man's opinions are what determines truth.
Ken Ham has written a lot about today's culture wars and how the creation evolution issue has been right at the front lines. For some eye-opening reading, get Ken Ham's free booklet available through our attractive website, answersradio.com. While there, find out more about our Creation Museum to open in May.